The Friday edition of the Rush Hour. Great to have your company. The big man's here. Let's welcome him in. Jars, welcome, mate.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Beautiful Friday. Beautiful Friday, Lulu.
KG, that's enough.
No, I'm not KG. That's just me. You know, I said that this morning when I got on my bike for the first time in a year.
Yeah, and geez, didn't word filter through to the east.
It did too.
That Lance was back on the bike. Oh, dear. Luckily, there was no drug testing RBTs floating around.
There was a few police officers down there.
Lick this. Hang on a minute.
Hey, what a show.
What a show we've come got lined on, up to. Oh, I tell you what else it is too.
Yeah.
So it's Christmas pageant eve.
Oh, have you parked
the
car?
And what I
car?
Need, I don't want to give too much away. I'm going to talk about it in about 15 minutes' time. Can we just keep it on the down low? I've been running a stealth mission.
The babies.
Over in the east at Burnside. And it's a massive 24 hours coming up for
it
me in this
too.
Operation. All right. So sit tight. Need your help coming up soon. I tell you, doesn't need our help. He's Adelaide United's Jordan Elsie. He's flying at the moment. So too is his football team. They've got a big game on Sunday against Perth Glory. 4:30 kickoff out at Cooper Stadium. So Jordy's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a special surprise for him too.
I like it, Lou.
And a very limited edition, money can't buy edition of apologies today on the Rush Hour. An absolute belter. Lock it in right now for around about, what, 450, Murph? 445?
Yeah, around about 445, yeah.
All right.
And have we got Treaders?
And Warren Gary Treadray. Fair bit of footy news to get through today. And Treads is going to give us his expert opinion. But you know what I'm like? I'd love to give it a nickname or five.
Yeah.
I think Treads is now, and I finally worked it out. I haven't been able to get my hit it on the head and really get my head around it. But I think I know who his doppelganger is. And it might be Milo Kerrigan from Full Frontal. Oh,
Milo Kerrigan.
And it's a proud day to go ripping. This is Gibson's here, the Texas
I am going to give you, just after six, unrefutable proof that Milo Kerrigan and Treads are the same person.
A cricket, 2 for 83 down at Adelaide Oval. Obviously, the Aussies won the toss after 16 overs. Trav heads out for 8.
Oh.
Didn't move his feet again, LB.
Oh,
and Sean Marsh, he's out as well for 21.
Mm. Did he lance one through to the keeper?
He did too.
Oh, so, very nice.
2 for 83 at the minute.
All right, good work, Jars. All right, up next, we need to talk some footy news. There's a fair bit of theory going around about a best of three grand final. We'll deal with that. And also the setup positions. There's a little loophole that we may have missed. I'll explain more next.
Okay.
On the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
I've got a good
10. The Wizard joins us. Port Adelaide Premiership skipper. Treads, welcome.
Hey, boys. How are we?
G'day, champ.
We'll get to 50 over cricket in a minute because I know you want to have a little serve at that. But I've got to throw something out there that my old football team is pushing, and that is a best of three series grand final with games at different venues. Can you please tell me how off the rocker they are?
Well, I think this is off the rocker. Sydney leading the charge. And when Sydney lead the charge, I'm not saying it because it's your old team, the actual AFL go, hang on, we're listening, because that's a market they desperately want to catch. And when the Swans are up and at them, they capture that market very well, because it's like anything. You got eight. What are your 10 teams in Melbourne, but how many NRL teams, 10 or so in Melbourne or eight or sorry, in Sydney? But the Swannies, when they fly, rugby league people come to it. The facts are, this is all off the back of the deal, the 40-year extension to the MCG deal, where they get all their facilities, especially at Marvel Stadium, the old Docklands, upgraded for nothing by the government. Is that there's been a lot of pushback on a lot of things, and the interstate teams are going, well, hey, if we're never going to get the grand final, can we put in a provision in the contract? And I understand the contract only got signed in the next or the last couple of weeks to say that it could be down the track. So because you dial something in 40 years.
Revisit.
Yeah, well, I'll be turning 80.
Yep.
So let's say it's a fair while to say you can't just revisit these deals. And we know what happened with the prelim grand final stuff. So back in the day when some teams who had to travel even though they're high qualifiers. So what they've done here is put in a facility to say if we ever go to a best of three grand final, the deciding game has to be played at the MCG.
Right,
so that'll have to be either game two or game three, whereas the first one could potentially go on the road.
Wow.
I don't really like the idea because I just love the one. And you go back and look at the last five or six grand finals, there's been numerous injury clouds over players.
Yeah.
I think if you throw in three games, something's got to give. And potentially, the AFL's not going to want to give less minor rounds. I like the thinking of the interstate fans, but let's face it, they're never going to compete in this space. And unfortunately for everyone, off Adelaide losing, right? But West Coast winning,
look,
It's now off the agenda.
SA Hall of Fame, fantastic to all of those getting nominations, our very own Anna Mears. Jack Cale.
Yep.
The great
recognition for Jags. Unbelievable, isn't it? He's not the only one. There's a heap of others.
Wendy Schaefer.
In there. Wendy Schaefer. You've also got Anthony Clark. Brilliant. Tony Letts. And also the SA Women's Lacrosse team, who won 11 straight national titles from 1985 to 95.
Well done, girls.
That's good. And that's what I love, the fact that, yes, Jack Cale, superstar and our greatest ever coach.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, he is.
Up there with Odie and Foss, obviously, but his record is slightly better in terms of premierships. Yeah. But we're actually identifying the other sports that are wonderful and they've been amazing just because they're not on Broadway, so to speak.
Very nice. Quick cricket take
One
from
day
you.
Cricket. Oh, I think it's time to kill one day cricket. Yeah. How many people are there at the moment?
Not many.
Six?
Nah.
A couple of cats
just
and
over
dogs?
10. Just over 10.
This, I grew up loving this and I just think, yes, you got to understand the World Cup and I tune in the World Cup as much as possible when we won it, especially only a couple of years ago. Is it worth resting it every 3 years and bringing it back for the calendar year leading into a World Cup? Because...
Like
you're not
Olympics.
Making much money with attendance.
Nah.
The TV money, it's not even on free to air.
No.
Right? Mm. So are we at a stage where we just go, we bring in as a boutique thing? Right? Because kids nowadays, my kids don't care. Mm. They want to watch Big Bash. They want to watch Australia 2020.
That's all they care about.
They want to see the ball flying over the fence or the stumps being obliterated.
I said it. 50 overs dead.
Yeah, so keep it, I reckon, instead of just totally carting it, keep it 1 year. Calendar year heading into a World Cup.
Don't mind it.
I've done one well.
When I first met you, horse racing wasn't your strength, and it appears that it still isn't.
Why?
Achilles heel back in the day when you were the number one draft pick.
Yeah, well,
on the news the other night, this took place.
The 2,500-metre Group 1 will challenge both his runners, Very Elegant, and the favourite, Amphitrite.
What a shocking name.
You butchered it.
Yeah, I put that.
What a bloody teleprompter.
Hang on. Yeah. Sit tight.
How many have I got?
A lot of feedback from the family suggesting that you have very much got a touch of the Ron Burgundy's about you.
Oh, no.
I'm Ron Burgundy? Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Oh, well, as we've changed it too.
Yeah.
Marlo Kerrigan.
And it's a parenthesis. This is Gipster's here. The test is
You know what?
Full frontal. He's a classic.
I will cop that. You know what threw me? Because... when you write it, sometimes write it phonetically in there, and because you've got to have it in the system for Teledex, I actually put a hyphen break in it, but it went onto the next screen, and I was like, oh shit, where's the rest of it? There it is over there.
I can't laugh.
I think we should just
I can't laugh.
We should finish on this note.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter,
Shredders,
will read.
Great to talk to you, big man. Have a great weekend. And good luck reading it tonight.
Is there any more horse racing? Have we done?
No.
Leave it alone.
You know what? I'm so happy Nine got the tennis. Muslim of the Cov.
Look forward to January. There he is. Warren Treadway on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. 104.7. See you, Milo.
See you, Ron.
Righto, Jars. Crazy ideas getting thrown around. It is the crazy season and a lot of airtime to fill for the AFL to keep itself relevant and on the front pages. Concept has come out. Best of three grand final. It's believed that my boys, of all people, the Sydney Swans, are behind this because of the new deal that's been struck with the MCG that the grand final will be there for the next 75 million years.
Yep, 2057.
They want the ability down the track to potentially, if things change and the goalposts moved, to be able to work in maybe a best of three, meaning just one game would be played at the MCG and maybe at the other games at the home grounds of the grand final contestants. I think let's defer to a man that's
he's been there.
Pretty switched on and knows all about this. I think Jimmy Bartel knows how to deal with this, and he's Jimmy on Melbourne Radio.
It's one of the more ridiculous ideas I've heard. Our game is not suited for a best of three. We play a two-hour game.
Correct.
It's a physical contact game. We have players struggling to get up each week during a footy season.
Geelong superstar, Brownlow medalist Jimmy Bartel, being nice about it. It is just
so
ridiculous.
Why is your footy club driving this?
Again,
what do they want to get out of it? Because we know there's only always going to be one grand final.
Well, this year
they got rid of the replay grand final just quietly. Yeah. They scrapped that.
Well, your evidence is very skinny at the moment because West Coast came over and won it.
Yes.
My only thinking would have been the interstate teams that travel feel disadvantaged come finals time because more often than not, the Melbourne teams seem to be the MCG tenant in recent time. But that's not the case. West Coast win this year, didn't lose a game this year at the MCG. Mm. It's the same dimensions. Now, if you are whinging about, oh, the SCG is smaller and not like the MCG, yeah. Well, you just got to suck that up.
Yeah.
That's your stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to get a new one. They've been out to Olympic Stadium. They didn't like it.
No, not at all.
So they come back in town. So it's just suck it up, princesses. All right? And that's me telling my boys that. All right? So I think... I can't see that getting up anywhere, Jar, and I hate the idea, to be honest.
Well, I'll be 91 years old when the contract's finished.
Right, yeah. Well, you'll still be kicking.
All right.
Here you go. Big heart, big ticker.
91.
91.
When that contract expires with the MCC.
Still swanning in.
Yeah. You reckon at 91?
Yeah, and playing the EJ Witten Legends. I can see it all now, mate. You know I love a loophole.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know this? Mm. Now, Mark Stevens, Triple M's very own and Channel 7's very own, Steve O's, good mate of ours, tweeted something today, a little Q&A with Sammy Mitchell about how will the new system of the 666 work forward next season?
Yep.
If you didn't read the rules properly, and this has been accepted by the commission, by the way, rule changes and interpretation. So the traditional playing positions at centre bounce, that's the six forwards, the six mids, the six defenders.
Yep.
Of that, did you know clubs must have six players inside both 50-metre arcs with one player required to be inside the goal square?
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
There you go.
So before the ball is bounced, there must be a defender
inside
and a forward
inside
that goal square.
God.
So,
wow.
And Sammy Mitchell and everyone says, well, normally you go, well, let's put a beast in there, big unit.
Yeah.
Or is it a super quick Charlie Cameron? And then you isolate and open
there
up
you
one
go.
Side.
New tactics are coming.
But I kind of missed that in all the kerfuffle that came
I did
through.
Too. Yeah.
I think that'll add a real element to it that what are you going to start in that square? And, Jars, if you're real sneaky, you and I, who, you know, if we were just roaming a half forward line at a club, we'd roll on down, you'd be in the goal square. Then all of a sudden, your man would be tagging you like his life depended on it.
Standard.
I'd bring one down with me. And then just before it all bounced, you'd step out, your dumb ass defender would follow you. But then I'd step in, my bloke wouldn't be in there.
No.
Free kick us because there's no defender in the square.
Spot on.
So you're going to have to be on your toes as a defender again because it's a bit like the basketball key. Get in there for 3 seconds
and then get out.
All right.
So what would you go with first up? A little Robbie Gray?
Well, I don't know. If I'm Port Adelaide at times,
he's got to be Robbie Gray.
The key, the ability is two. You need to be winning the footy from the stoppage. And then you have to be playing teams where you've got such firepower in your forward line, like Port have, that you can walk blokes around into certain spots.
And then take your defender out of an area so Robbie can just play.
And then you give him a big hole to work in.
Big hole.
Nice big hole.
It's good, isn't it?
I
had no idea that you had to have one.
So a big thank you to Mark Stevens, who's alerted to us. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I like idea, and I can't wait to see that concept.
Mm.
But as for the best of three grand final.
Nah, I think we'll put that away.
Your mate Gillian and Co, you know where you can send that. And my football club. And I think it's Tom Harley and Treads will know more about it after six.
Yeah, your boys are better sort of out.
You might want to just stop whatever you're taking and just get off it right now.
Yeah, Treader's coming up in the second half of the rush hour, which is always between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
First half between 3 and 4.
Because we need a bit of a spell in between.
Absolutely,
I'll be 91 years old.
Yeah.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.
Big day tomorrow.
Let's digress. It is Christmas pageant. It is on tomorrow, and everyone knows how big it is. 300,000 hit the streets. And it's almost mission impossible.
Well, it's a covert operation these days for a dad.
For the dads, if you see it now, and you'll see it in the morning, if you get up early enough, they're dashing for prime time position under explicit orders from the wife and the mum.
Some of the mums are rocking up about 4:30 a.m. to get their spot, to get their space, to get their turf.
It's often dads, and it's also, I've seen dads take ladders.
Yeah.
So they get vantage points. Nah. I mean, I've promised for years to call it here on Triple M.
You have
too. Haven't been able to get the funding or the backing of anyone.
So are we loading the car up?
Well, here it is. Let's go through it. As you use the right terminology, she's a covert operation, and I would ask all the family right here, right now, to keep it all on the down low.
All the dads in the car.
Righto, Dad. So driving to school this morning, topic was about to be raised for some reason. And
child number?
So I've got a 9, 7 and a 4-year-old.
Which number? 1, 2, 3, is it?
Third child is obviously prime time.
Yeah.
She's 4.
It's prime time.
Chalk drawing is one of her favourite things on the road, on walls, on anything, on tables.
Wants to get on North Terrace.
So we're heading to school. Yeah, she wants to go Hollywood Boulevard, basically.
Tag a spot.
So we're going to school and Ange's about to start up in conversation re-it.
Oh,
and unbeknownst to me, she's already had a chat to the older two who are indifferent to the to the pageant this year. Right? Okay. So I said, that's really positive from my end. But I didn't know this. So she was about to start up on a conversation. I gave her one of the biggest horses on her inner thigh, reached across and gripped her and said, oi!
So,
none of that.
Oh.
Because so far, so good. Yeah. It's been all clear at home. Yeah. I haven't been able to have to go. Yeah. But this next hour to 12-hour period is the crucial one.
This is it.
The four-year-old's at daycare.
Yeah, okay.
An area I can't control. Yeah. No matter how many people I put onto this thing.
Her mates won't get on the mobile and tell her that dad's
exactly. I mean, who can control those kids at that centre? 25 kids probably all talking about, I can't control that environment. All right. You know what it's like?
Yeah.
It's like having pre-recorded, say, a prelim final, and you don't want anyone to talk to you, and you've got to trust that no one in the next 12 hours before you get home are going to tell you the result.
So that one and two, they've been told what?
They're okay with it. All right. They're not overly interested. But here's the other problem. Eldest has netball tonight. Right?
But that's your date night.
Yeah. No. I didn't. You notice I didn't mention date night at the top of the show. Because it's not on. All right? It's simply not on.
Because your mum's still here.
Mum's in town. It's hard to do what you want to do when your mum's in town. We all know that. But, so we've got to go out to Priceline Arena.
Right here.
There's only going to be about 1,000 kids out there tonight.
Oh, no.
So I've got two options. One is to get the four-year-old and just lock her in the car and leave her there. And we all know that's illegal.
Leave her window down.
Right, even on a 23-degree day, it's too dangerous.
Right, so that's ruled out.
Option number two is to put a set of headphones on her and she can't hear what anyone says.
Jesus.
Or three, I've just got to be there tagging her.
Yeah. So it's a lockdown role.
And intercepting
it's a lockdown.
Every conversation that comes our way.
It's a lockdown role.
Or
on your four-year-old.
Fourth or final idea is to get SA Police. Right, SAPOL. And go and make it a criminal offence to talk about the pageant.
Why can't you take it?
Like Fight Club.
Why can't you?
What happens at Fight Club stays at Fight Club.
Why can't you take it?
Well,
come on.
I mean, the gods are working against me.
You start to sound like the Grinch.
Because O's cricket's been cancelled because of the pageant.
Oh, no.
Black Panthers.
That's your old mob.
Oh, yeah, the Panthers. They don't even get to play because of the pageant.
Oh, no.
Where we're at right now is just all I want from the family is just take a knee if you can. Wish me good luck. I mean, if you see us, don't mention it. Don't look at me. Don't. Not even for shits and giggles.
So, right?
I know you think it'll be funny to say, hey, Louis, are you going to the pageant? But it's not. You don't know what it's like. So, it's a five coffee event.
Have you got a spot if you have actually got nailed?
I do.
Say the little four-year-old goes, Dad, we're going to the pageant.
Yeah.
I'm ready. She's dressed up, ready to go.
I go North Terrace.
North Terrace.
I cut through the mall, past the balls, into Gawler Place. I turn right.
He's got the...
You know why? Because last year, that's where I ran into the fat man in the red suit. Once he'd finished all his great work, this is why I don't want to go. Last year, we got to see it, and when he finished up, and he was going to make his way to the Magic Cave.
Oh, nice.
Which is not jail talk. To the Magic Cave.
Yeah.
He alighted in Gawler Place, the road that leads to Gawler Place. We just happened to be there, and the big guy gave me a high five.
No way.
Got a high five off Santa.
Wow.
I don't think I can top it. I had the kids all in tow. Santa was giving us all a high five.
Wow.
See, if I can't beat that,
nah.
I'm a deadbeat dad. And I'd rather be the deadbeat dad that doesn't go and mention it than disappoint
good
my
luck.
Kids. All right?
Good luck. Code of silence, family.
Yeah, so, if you see me, don't mention it, please.
All right? I reckon you should.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Time to play everybody's favourite quiz. And of course, it's Die Friday where we get the dice out. And whatever we roll, that becomes the number we multiply the singular Automasters lifeline. All right, Jar, who's playing today?
Bevan from Ingle Farm. That's where my wife's turf is, Ingle Farm. Ooh. That's where I picked her up from. So, g'day, Bev.
G'day, guys. Louis.
G'day, Biff. I've got the dice in hand, mate. We'll just let the comment of Jarzes go through to the keeper. Mate, what do you want me to do with it? Left or right hand? Ooh. Stand on my head? What?
I just go orthodox, mate. I'm going to need a big six from you if I'm going to have any hope.
Orthodox. Right, mate. Okay, which is orthodox to me is right arm over.
Right arm over.
Hopefully six to come. Ooh, four.
Lovely.
Four, Bev.
All right, no worries.
Four Automasters lifelines, okay. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Time starts at the end of the first question. Here's Jar. Bevan from Ingle Farm, your time starts.
Okay, number one, spell faf duplice.
Automasters.
Name the major sponsor of today's one-day match.
Automasters.
Name the Australian cyclist who was inducted in the SA Sport Hall of Fame, Bevo.
Come on, guys. It's Stuart O'Grady.
What's the brand of bread that Jars was the poster boy for in the 90s? And you can find it on Triple M Twitter in a Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boys, you're killing me. Automasters.
Okay, yeah, that's three down. Which country are Port playing an AFL game in June next year?
China.
What stadium is Jeff Horn fighting Anthony Mundine in on November 30?
Perth.
What sport does Jordan Elsie play?
Automasters.
They're gone. Name the captain of the Indian cricket team.
Quinton de Kock.
True or false, the Sydney Swans are going to redraft Kirk Tippett. Is that true or false?
False.
Oh. Hey, let's just cut. You called it, Bev. Yeah. Let's cut to the chase, Jars. What does he get?
Oh, I don't know. Sean, what's he got?
You got the list in front of you.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah. Double pass to Ice House with special guest the Sunny
That's
Boys.
That's what I was after, guys.
Oh, wait. Well, let me finish the credit.
Played like it too.
Sunny Boys, Do-Re Me, and Mentors Anything. Live on Glenelg Beach, Sunday, Feb 10. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Thanks, Bev. Played like a man that didn't want to win 1,000, but wanted some tickets. Have a great weekend, Bevan. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Yeah. There he is. Mate, for those playing along at home.
This is a tough comp.
Faf du Plessis. Yeah, F-A-F is Faf, then D-E. Yeah. As part of the last name, and Plessis is P-L-E-S-S-I-S.
Number two.
Gillette, the major sponsor of today's Monday, are down there. Anna Mears is the cyclist into the SA Sport Hall of Fame. I reckon Stu's already in there. Tip Top was Jars, Automasters as well. Suncorp Stadium is where Mundine and Jeff Horn are fighting. Obviously, Jeff's home turf.
Seven.
Soccer, Jordan Elsie, coming up next on our show.
Nice.
And
number eight.
Virat Kohli. Who didn't react kindly to somebody on social media saying,
told him to get out of the country. Yeah. Number nine, Lou.
And it's only part of their settlement.
Correct.
Coming to terms, he has to go back onto the list to receive some cash. As part of that deal, he will not play any footy further for Sydney or anyone.
Got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Simply gets messy when they get on and they just really don't respect the quiz.
Aussies are 3 for 106, boys, off 24 overs. Alex Carey's 5 not out and Lynn's 22 not out.
And Adelaide United are in really good form, and the reason I have a megaphone out will come a lot clearer next here on the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Adelaide United, Jars, you are back on board, and rightly so.
Yes,
they're in ripping touch, obviously picking up the FFA Cup win. They've been down and met the Premier, the Lord Mayor, and the Governor. And joining us now is a man that we know as the Governor. That's his new name now. Geordie Elsie. Geordie, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. Thanks.
G'day, mate. Been a while. Been a while, Geord.
I hear you like to talk into certain things when you address
people. No.
So I've got the megaphone. We've just won the FFA Cup. Go, you red! Is that how it works?
Have a look at that.
Oh, Geordie,
I had no idea how to work that thing.
Standing, mate.
Talk
well
about
done.
Viral,
went nuts.
Look at that video went viral.
Yeah, mate, you're global.
My mum watched it about 10 times and shared it 20 times.
We're just talking off air. Good feeling around the joint at the moment. Perth Glory this Sunday, Twilight, and doing a great thing in honouring those who have fallen before us on Remembrance Day. Twilight kickoff. Cannot wait for the action.
Yep, boys are buzzing. Momentum is key in this league to keep games rolling on and that. And at the moment, we're in a good position. All the boys feel fit and everyone's fighting for
spots. Jar's got a great idea for you, and it is.
Look, I think you should play at least twice a week. Then that means your training's dropped because you're playing, and nothing better than playing, as you know. Because you guys, since that FFA Cup, that was a complete performance on the weekend. Doesn't matter who you played against. You should have won 6-0. Do you agree with that or not? Would you like to play twice a week? We as players want to play games.
We want to play games, of course. I think there just needs to be more teams in the league, and then we'll go from there.
How's my boy, Craig Goodwin?
He's scoring more goals than the days in the week.
I know. Have a look at him.
Isn't
he
on?
He's getting a little bit too pumped up now, but he just made the Socceroos squad.
Back in. Yep. Thanks, Arnie.
He's a legend.
Yeah. A legend.
We've got to look after him as well. I serve his lunch. I get him drinks. Everyone looks after
him. Does Marco, when he comes in and sees him, gets down the old knee and kisses his hand?
No.
Let's talk pecking order out of the Reds. Who's running the show? We know Goody is up and about. Marco clearly is the coach and controls everything because of his German
background. I think it's Riggs.
He's very much in charge. But who's got the control, who think they've got control of the group and the boys?
The Capitano. He's the leader.
He's the dog.
He's a
big
controller,
dog.
So.
He's a wee man.
He's what?
He's a little wee man.
he's a weak man.
No, oh. He's a star, but I mean,
he's a wee man.
Get Geordie.
No, I'm not touching that thing ever again.
Well, at the end of the interview, Geordie will do a recap of what exactly we said.
I wonder what that sounds like on Reddit. Everyone's turning their volume down.
Geordie Elsie live on the
air. Hey, what do you do outside of football? What are your hobbies? Do you go surfing? Have you got a partner?
He's got a dog.
Do you love music? What do you do? Because you live in the hood.
Yeah, the Mawson Lake, Sam. Yeah, I've got a partner. We've got a dog, a golden retriever. I reckon I've told about everyone in Adelaide that. But
nice.
What do you do in Adelaide, really? You go to the beach and you...
Yeah, you love the beach, don't you?
Yeah, I'm very white.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Probably not you go.
The rash vest comes out in summer, so you see me down there.
Is Geordie a red baron?
Are you a rashy brother? Give it up there.
Yeah. Nothing's healthy about a tan, is it?
Not at all. The mood in the group, you guys are up and about. Keep it up, Geordie. Yep. Thank you so much for coming on in. Tell us about meeting the Premier, the Lord Mayor and the Governor.
Yeah,
great to get some recognition.
Yeah, exciting. Yeah. Exciting. I've been in there once before when we won the league.
Nice.
It is what it is.
It is.
They spoke about Goody more than anyone. So we'll leave it at that.
I know
they're good guys in there.
Stevie Marshall didn't try and pick up the trophy. Didn't want to get exposed for not having the strength.
Big Stevie followed me on Instagram yesterday.
Premier.
We're getting closer. Yeah. Have a look at that.
And that trophy, mate. On a serious note, Goody bought it in the other week. Yeah. He thought it was his own, and won it himself. I think he told Jar.
He did say that off air.
That's the heaviest trophy I've ever come across.
No, it's heavier with beer in it. I don't know, tell me that much.
Oh, good boy. All right.
Geordie Elsie on the Rush Hour, one of our all-time favourites. Geordie, you want to
have a go? Hello, you Red fans. Is that right?
Yeah, go, Geordie.
Probably amp it up a bit.
I want to see all of yous at Cooper Stadium Sunday.
4:30.
Let's do it. Momentum is key. We'll bring it home.
Go Reds.
Go Reds. Good things.
Geordie Elsie on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. On the megaphone on 104.7 Triple M.
Rush Hour now with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Apologies normally takes its place here at the end of the week. We've had a bit of fun where we stuff up during the week, but I've decided to put that aside today, Jar. Because I'm not sure if you know it. I'm pretty sure you do and everybody else, that the local council election voting closes today, I think, finishes up.
Does it?
Yeah. And now you've always been talking about having a run.
Maybe put my hand
having
up.
Having a shot at the title. Now... Mm. I think it closes, I don't know, sometime tonight. So you may have left your run a little late, but we're here at Triple M, at Jars and Lewis Productions. We're a bit like the mass media outlets. You know when someone's getting close to dying and so they put together a tribute piece and get it ready just in case. So you want to be ready when they cark it.
Mm-hmm. Or the obits.
Yeah. So you get the best thing together and get it all ready. Yeah. So we've done a similar thing for you because we just don't know when you're going to push that trigger and go, I'm going to have a crack at being mayor, Louis. I'm going to run for the title. Oh, so what we've done, in your honour, and I hope you don't mind, we put together a piece, our campaign ad, for Jars for Mayor. Here it is. Andrew Jarman is your candidate for the mayor of Adelaide.
And now it begins.
And he's on the campaign trail.
Kissing babies, shaking hands, taking photos, Lou.
Jars wants to work for you.
I'm about the people, Lou, you know that.
He wants to clean up the streets.
You're on too many drugs.
And clamp down on the non-elite ninjas.
End of the day, Lou, they're not the elite ninjas.
Concerned for the financial future of the state? You're in safe hands with Andrew Jarman, a fiscal conservative and a well-known numbers man. Trailing by 62 in the first dig, they made 216, so 282 minus 88.
So 279 runs to win. Is that right?
They need 187 now.
Yeah.
Public speaking comes naturally to Jars.
And
he's always ready to lift the spirits of the people with an inspiring speech.
Well, this was what is, you know.
We admit he's not always focused.
What is going on?
Where do I go? What do I do, Lou? I'm confused. Tell me what's going on, Lou.
But he still expects only the best from his team.
If you don't perform, you can go. I can't stand it. Three medals, upbeat BNF premierships. I'm working with duds.
A man of the people.
Good to be back amongst our people.
He never forgets a name.
Celeb of Moana. G'day, mate.
Yeah, it's Caleb. Caleb.
How's it going, boys?
Good. Hi, Caleb. Just hold there for one moment.
Are you Celeb or Caleb?
Caleb.
Now, Celeb, you want to talk about Bryce Gibbs?
Caleb. He's not afraid to call out the opposition.
What a bunch of flogs.
Andrew Jarman for mayor.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
Oh. You better believe it.
G'day. Am I on?
It's on.
Am I on, Lou? Yeah.
Vote one, or is it two? Because that was his number.
And witness history.
Andrew Jarman.
There it is. Hey.
Oh, what a stitch up.
A big thank you to Sammy, Jazz and Flack and everybody who put a lot of work into that one.
Yeah, knowledge of it.
So it's ready.
It's not ready.
If you need it, if you want to have a tilt, if you want to have a crack at it, I think you left your run late today.
I think they're closed soon enough. But that's damaged me.
No, you haven't. No,
I sound like Ozzy Osbourne there, KG.
Look, you're a real chance because you speak with your heart.
Oh, well, I do, Lou. Right, so, I do, Lou.
So it's just there.
Gee.
That's it. That's how. Put it. Think of it as an early Christmas gift from us. That if you ever think you want to push that trigger, that button, and have a crack at having a run,
oh man,
and enter the halls of politics, and just really clean up this joint.
Yeah.
We've got your back. We'll take care of all your stuff.
Because I have been asked from the suburbs or the western suburbs. Family down there, you should put your hand up as our next mayor.
You've been lobbied. I mean, like they say to me, he struts around down here like he owns the joint and he is the mayor. So why doesn't he actually do it? Fair bit of talk coming in too that you wouldn't need the mayoral robes because you've got your own.
Oh, the dressing gown, yeah. Yes.
Oh, honestly.
I tell you what.
That is a fair dinkum drive-by.
Get the staff, the big stick, and whenever Jars comes rolling around, avert the eyes and take a knee.
Do I sound that bad?
Kiss the ring.
And he doesn't need corgis because he's
got
the guy's
guide dogs. It's so many levels. Yeah. Do you sound that bad? That's a regular show.
Do you sound that bad?
Anyway, well done. Well played.